Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Monday, November the 21st, and welcome to our commentary. Just a quick heads up, we have a couple of audio interviews that you may want to catch up with. We spoke with George Rodriguez on Saturday. We spoke with him about the political situation in Texas, in particular, some of the upcoming issues for the state legislature. We meet here every 2 years in Texas, and there will be a new legislative session in 2023. And then we also spoke with Frank Burke on Sunday night about Thanksgiving. We do this with Frank once a year, and we talk about Thanksgiving. And last night, Frank read the Gettysburg Address for us. This is the 159th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address, so we had a chance to hear it from Frank, who obviously has a talent for reading these things, and we talked about what it means 159 years later, and especially today when you consider how divided the country is at the time that Lincoln delivered those remarks back in 1863. We were, I guess, about halfway through the Civil War, and that was a very bad time for the country in 1863, and that speech reflected some of those feelings that the country was feeling and the pain of that tremendous Battle of Gettysburg in July of 1863. So check out the interview with Frank Burke and with George Rodriguez. George is actually on video. You can check it in this archive. Frank is on the audio side, so you'll have to go to the audio to check that out. And then, of course, today, Monday, we'll be visiting with our friend Bill Katz, the editor of Urgent Agenda, and we'll be talking a little bit about lots of different issues going around the world, and you know, lots of things. Some of them that I like to touch on right here on the commentary today. Well, I have a post over at the American Thinker this morning. You can check it out, and it has to do with this college program that the Biden administration introduced. I guess it was a couple of months ago, and this college program basically it means that the Biden administration is going to unilaterally cancel a bunch of loans for people in the country. And that has already run into a couple of judicial roadblocks because the president of the United States obviously doesn't have the authority to cancel loans. Now, Congress can maybe take a look at it and pass some legislation to amend the previous legislation, but the president of the United States doesn't have that authority. But the purpose of this particular executive order was not to cancel the loans. The purpose of it was to mobilize millions of young people to turn out to vote for the Democrat Party. And in that respect, the executive order was a huge success because millions of people did turn out to vote for the Democrat Party. And probably the biggest reason why you didn't have a national wave was the fact that many of these young people voted Democrat. In fact, if you draw a line younger than 30 and older than 30, the under 30 vote went overwhelmingly Democrat. The over 30 was Republican. It changed depending on different blocks, but the Democrats won the Republicans won everything over 30. The Democrats won everything under 30. So that was the objective of that executive order. It had nothing to do with, you know, canceling loans. That was just an excuse to get people excited. Now, the post that I have over at the American Thinker puts my angle on all of this. And the question I keep asking myself is, how in the world did these young people really believe that the president of the United States was going to cancel their loans? What kind of education are these kids getting? What knowledge of the U.S. Constitution, or I should say, what lack of knowledge of the U.S. Constitution do these kids have, do these young people have? I mean, it doesn't take a genius to know that the president of the United States cannot do that. And in fact, I think if you had gone back a generation or two, this whole idea would have been laughed at by the students who would have said, he can't do that. He cannot forgive our loans. I mean, thanks for the intention, but he cannot do it. But yet, millions of people fell for this. And that's the scary part. because these young people are getting that kind of an education in our colleges, you have to really wonder, what kind of a future are we going to have if we're, you know, raising people who believe these things? Well, hopefully they're going to grow up and find out that life is a bit more complicated than that. And I think when they find out that the judge, two different judges, one in Texas and one in Massachusetts, federal judges, have already turned this down. Now, the Biden administration says they want to take it to the Supreme Court. Good luck with that. Good luck with that, because I don't think the Supreme Court is going to give them any kind of a hearing with respect to this. I think they will agree with the lower judges that, or the lower courts, that this was completely unnecessary and outside of the powers of the president. But again, what my article is asking is, it's scary to think that there are people in this country who believed it and who fell for it, and fell for it to such a degree that they went out to vote in millions of numbers. That is the scary part. That's what worries me more than anything else. Well, the Democrats are trying once again to put through DACA. This is what they like to call the lame duck session. This is between whenever there's a change of party in the House or in the Senate. In this case, it's going to be in the House from Democrat to Republican. Whenever you have a change like this, what happens is that the party still in power goes out and tries to see what they can get through, what they like to call a lame duck session. And they're trying to do DACA all over again. Now, DACA has been around for a while. It was signed into law by President, or not into law, but the executive order was signed in the summer of 2012. But DACA has been around even longer than that. In 2010, it went to the United States Senate, but it didn't get out of the U.S. Senate. It was rejected by the Senate because they couldn't get all of the senators to support it, in particular six Democrat senators who voted against DACA. Now, two of them are still in the Senate, Tester of Oklahoma, of Montana, and Manchin of West Virginia. So they're still part of the mix. And do the Democrats seriously think that they're going to get these two? I don't think so. Besides, they need 60 to make this happen. So DACA is once again an illusion, something that the Democrats are doing to mobilize voters, but it's not going to have any effect. The biggest problem, folks, is that when we let the border get out of control, when the Biden administration let the border get out of control, it pretty much killed any chance of a immigration reform, or for that matter, of the DREAM Act. Just think how different the situation would have been, or would be, if the Biden administration had just kept the Trump policy in place on the border and had continued to enforce the stay in Mexico policy and just taken a much tougher policy on the border. And you wouldn't have had the 4 million or whatever it is who've crossed the border over the last 18 months. Just think of it for a second. What if that had not happened? Well, the political situation in the country would be totally, and there would be a much better atmosphere, a much more political terrain to discuss something like immigration reform or the DREAM Act. But right now, in this political climate, with so many problems on the border, you can forget about it. It isn't going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So DACA will go down. It will not get out of the Senate once again. Now, the World Cup is going on in Qatar. I'm not a big soccer fan. I respect the incredible talent of these athletes. I mean, all you got to do is watch them on TV. I mean, they're just unbelievable talent that these men have. I mean, when you watch the way they move and pass around and so on. But the fact that they're hosting this in Qatar has a lot of people angry, of course, because Qatar is a more traditional country where they don't have the same attitudes about homosexuality and some of the other things that the West has been quite actively talking about here recently. And some people are angry about it. I personally don't care what they do in Qatar. They are hosting the World Cup, and it's their country. They can do whatever they want with it. And, you know, I think people should just play, watch the games, and keep politics out of the whole thing. If you don't like their politics, well, don't go to Qatar, or don't watch the games if you hate it that much. But, you know, this is this is a competition, a sports competition. These are the best players in the world. Just let them play. Let them play and keep the politics out of this whole thing. I think it's better when you keep politics out of sports. Sports is something that should have no connection with politics whatsoever. Well, I've got a couple of birthdays here to say hello to. Happy number 56 to Troy Aikman, the great quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, who is now one of the finest NFL television analyst in the country. I mean, he's turned into quite an analyst over, I guess he's at ESPN now. He was on Fox for a long, long time. He would do the Sunday afternoon game over on Fox. And the other one is Ken Griffey, who's 53 today. Ken Griffey, one of the greatest baseball players of our generation. This guy could do everything. You talk about five-tool player, he could do everything. Ken Griffey, number 53. So 56 for Troy Aikman, 53 for Ken Griffey. I used to watch these guys play, so that makes me feel pretty old. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later. And I hope the Americans win today. They've got 3 games, I guess, in the first round. So I hope they get out of the first round. It'd be nice to see the U.S. Deeper into the tournament. I don't know much about the team. I understand it's a very young team, but good luck to them. Good luck to them. I was watching a little bit of it this afternoon. They look like a very talented group of guys. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.